business owners and executives from around the valley. This is Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for connecting with me here on Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza. Today, I have the pleasure to meet with Isaiah Wilburn, who is the business leader with Auto Resources in Merced, California, an experienced marketing manager, a business strategist with strong skills in customer service industry that helps people to find, forge their own path. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Isaiah, for being a part of Business Leaders this week.
Thank you for having me.
You're a young guy. Young guy with a lot of credit under your belt, and I'm very excited to have you on the show. Fox recommended that you come on and talk to me about your path and the path that you're setting up for others. Tell me about your business.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Yes, so I'm currently the general manager of Auto Resources, manage that dealership in Merced, California. I've been in the automotive industry for 5 years now, going a little over 5 years actually, and I've just, since I got started, I just took off right away with it, and I wanted to just climb the ladder and really shift the way that consumers kind of see in the automotive industry. So that's kind of what's led me to get into the automotive side and come to terms of marketing and really jump into the business side of it.
So what motivated you to be in the business alone, just automotive and automotive sales?
You know, it's funny. When I was about to turn 18 years old, I was asking myself, what did I kind of see myself doing? And I liked cars and I liked people. So I put them together and I was like, there it is. I'll sell cars and take
this,
over.
This is the perfect fit?
It's the perfect fit.
And you grew up in the area?
Central Valley, yes. Born and raised actually in Visalia, California.
Of Visalia, and then it brought you up Merced. And
yes.
Was there anybody at a young age with cars and people that was that motivating factor that said, hey, I could be good at this?
You know, I actually had a family friend who owned an independent dealership in Visalia, California, who kind of showed me the ropes and led me into the industry. And they were, hey, you want to sell cars, come and join the team. And kind of that made it happen for me. So the door was kind of there, opened it, and I just took the opportunity.
What do you enjoy the most about every day? They talk about being on, they call it the rock lot, or being on the asphalt lot when people are coming on the lot to look at cars. What motivates you every day when you get out there?
I would say it's the customer's experience. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts in the automotive industry when it comes to terms of financing and marketing and, I mean, the back end, front end office stuff. But I would honestly say the customer's experience is number one for me. When the customer hits the lot to the customer leaving, we strive for a 5-star plus experience. And when the customer comes in, you know, they have the idea, you know, it's an independent car dealership, used car, you know, you kind of have to bring those walls down and speak with the customer and really relate to the customer. And I would say the customer experience is just what drives me, because you can really turn around somebody's day and help them find what they need in the market. So,
and I think a lot of times consumers are confused when they walk on a lot, or they have this perception of they're going to be hounded or directed to something they're not looking for. But that's the art of what you do as your business, is find out what their needs are and meet those needs, correct?
Exactly. So when we have a customer hit the lot, we train our staff a little bit differently. It's not the go in and attack them approach, you know, because some customers say, oh, just I want to look around a little bit. I don't really want to be attacked. So really diving into, I teach my sales professionals, hey, we have to discover what the customer's needs are. Don't just try to push them in a vehicle to make a sale. Don't just try to push them in the SUV. Actually discover what their needs are. Maybe it's the third row SUV, or maybe it's that gas saver. But you really have to slow down the process. I feel like the automotive industry, it's a really fast-paced industry, but you have to kind of slow down with that customer and really find out what they're looking for and how you can actually help them. And that's what kind of creates the experience and makes it unique with the customer.
Then you create that connection with the customer. A lot of times with car sales too, it's not just the one car, but it's many cars over the history of that family's car purchasing.
That's crazy that you say that, because I actually have families I've sold 5, 6, 7 cars to. You know, I sell them one car, then it turns into another referral and another car deal. So it's just, you know, it could be a one-time transaction. Maybe that's their forever car. You know, I ask people, are you driving this car for the next 20 years? Or, oh, no, you know, my wife will probably be over the car in, you know, 1 year, 2 years, you know. But that just leaves the door open, and they come back and they send their friends and family. And it makes it unique, because you get to, you know, really find out how you can help them. And then they send you somebody else, and it just continues on, really.
It continues on over there. And I've always, when I started as in sales, I was on a car lot. I worked for Dwight Nelson, of all people. Everybody knows Dwight in the car business. And it was in Hanford, California. And it was, it's funny, you see the good and the bad of the car business working in those lots. And the experience was the best thing. And I go back to some of those best times of doing that business. It was helping that family, or it was that lady that came in and she wasn't sure what she wanted, and we helped steer her in the right direction and not sold her what we wanted to sell her, you know?
Exactly. I think the key word is experience, the experience the customer has in the automotive. Like you said, you see the good and you see the bad, but if we could focus on more of the good side of the automotive and really make it just good all the time, you know, and take out that bad part of the automotive industry, I think it's a big playing factor in where retail's going when it comes to automotive sales.
And you have to care about the customer.
Yes.
And I could tell you have that. Isaiah, you have a compassion about your business, but also compassion that makes sure they leave with a good experience.
Yes.
You know, because that they'll tell everybody about. But if they have a bad experience, they'll tell everybody and their dog about it. You know, it's like, you know, they gotta tell.
And it's being intentional, I would say, not just throwing on the smile and shifting your energy when the customer gets there. It's actually being intentional with the transaction. You know, it's easy to say we have good customer service and quality cars, but when you stand behind it and you can actually walk into it, I think that's what would, you know, separate me and what I would say how I perceive business and how I train sales professionals is you have to be intentional with the interaction. When you're intentional and you mean it, you don't have to put on the sales tricks or, you know, the sales hat. You just walk into it. It's natural. You flow with it, and that's what makes it unique.
Awesome. If somebody watching this right now, and business leaders, they say, hey, I need to call Isaiah right away and need to talk to him. How do they get in contact with
you? The easiest way would be to go to www.autoresources.com. You can find us right there online, or 209-383-4990. Just give us a call, but you'll find us. If you just type in Auto Resources, we're going to be online everywhere pretty much.
Perfect. Did you see that? When he looked right into the camera, he was ready to go. You went like you were going in a commercial.
Yes.
And deliver that message. Your customers, when they come back to see you, a lot of times they come back and they ask specifically for you.
Yes.
Yeah, and that becomes frustrating because you want them to meet with your clientele. And you teach that. But that's a good problem to have.
Yes, it is. Actually, last week I had a customer. I was out of the office and she was calling, hey, I want to speak with Isaiah. Is Isaiah in? He was like, no. And he's like, I can take care of you, though. You know, I'm part of this team. And so I sent her a text, hey, you're more than fine with the sales team. I'll be there tomorrow. She's like, when are you going to be in there? I was like, don't worry, I'll be in there. But it's an awesome feeling, though, honestly, but to be able to help them and them come and ask for me. Seriously.
And that encourages your team to do the same thing.
Yes.
To be able to set that up and do the same thing for their clients and their future clients. Isaiah, when we come back, I want to talk to you about growing up in Visalia, California. And I know a lot of our viewers here on Business Leaders are down there in Visalia. So you probably saw Isaiah running around when he was young there. We'll be right back with more Business Leaders, and you can catch this episode and past episodes of Business Leaders at Business Leaders TV. Welcome back to Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardoza, and I'm here with Isaiah Wilburn. And Isaiah, we're talking about your business and working in the business of the car business and car sales. And it's not the easiest thing when you start at a young age, and you're a young guy when you came on, but you probably found that it was very easy for you because you're a people person.
Yes.
Connect with people. Do you think that was the number one skill that you brought to the table starting?
I would say being able to connect with somebody is a very important skill, but it's also something that you can kind of mold into and learn if you're afraid of maybe speaking with people. But for me, it was kind of just a natural thing. I was always talking to people when I was growing up. I was kind of a chatterbox. So no matter where I was at growing up, either in school or outside of school or just before getting into business, I kind of like to just communicate with people and really either find out about them or just have a random conversation, you know? So even if I walk into the local market and just, hey, how are you doing today? And actually having a conversation. So I kind of always just had that, I guess you could say, I've always wanted to kind of just communicate with people around me.
Yeah, it's sort of like, I always felt too, on when you had somebody come to buy a car, you saw that look in their face of maybe confused or maybe they were on a mission, they knew what they wanted, and you're searching for the truth.
Yes.
You're trying to find out exactly they're looking for, then help create that better experience for them in that process, because it is very stressful.
Yes.
And there's a lot of options out there. And with your company, Merced Auto Resources, right? With your company, you create that different experience for people.
We do. When it's, you know, the traditional meet and greet in sales is what's going to happen. So when a customer comes onto the lot and then the sales team interacts with the customer, it's not just the, hey, how are you doing? Welcome to Auto Resources, and then go attack from there. It's really, you know, hey, thank you for coming to Auto Resources today. We appreciate you stopping by. We know you're just looking, because everybody's ultimately just looking for a vehicle when they first come on the lot. I'm just looking. So it's perfect. I specialize in helping you look for a vehicle or an SUV. Yeah,
that's what I'm trained to do.
Yeah, exactly. So don't worry. Well, I just want to look around. We'll help you look around the entire lot.
Yeah.
I like to have a little bit of a higher energy. Maybe sometimes I'll kick off a joke like, hey, you know, did you come for the buy one, get one sale? They're like, buy one, get one free? Or no, I was like, that sale was yesterday. You missed that one, the buy one, get one free. Yeah. You're just a day too shy. But, you know, it's that interaction you first have. And I think it's being warm and welcoming and not kind of, when you're a sales professional and you're kind of shy and you stay away from the customer, and it's like, hey, welcome in. They pick that up right away. So it's like that awkward interaction. You kind of meet somebody and it's like, okay, they're kind of shy. I kind of don't really want to talk to that guy in the first place, you know. So it's breaking that ice where it's really welcoming and just feeling, you know, being that energetic for the customer so they can feel comfortable around you coming on. Because, you know, they don't know.
They don't know. Yeah, they don't know. And they come in with a perceived notion, you know, and they've heard experiences or maybe experienced that bad experience at some point. So you give them that option of having that great experience.
Yes.
Going to school in Visalia, California, where'd you go to school?
I went to elementary school at Hurley Elementary, Green Acres, and then I actually finished up my high school years at Crescent Valley Independent Studies. It kind of worked with my schedule a little bit better. I was already 18 years old. I was actually in the car business while in high school. So 18, got my sales license, was still finishing up my last 6 months of school. So I was in school once or twice a week, had an awesome teacher, kind of set me on the right path. You're going to be focused and structured and be more organized. It was crazy. It's the small notes you take that go a long way. But I graduated from an independent study school, and that gave me the opportunity when I turned 18 to have a more flexible schedule, which led me right into sales. So
it was just a perfect path for you. And a lot of people your age in school, some of them don't have that opportunity, or they don't think they have that opportunity until they apply themselves. And it's great to have an educator or instructor that embraced that.
Yes.
They knew you had this ball of energy, and they're going to help you direct it in the right direction.
Yes, I always wanted to work since I was 16. As soon as I can get my license to, you know, my permit to work, I was like, okay, I want to go out and do it. My teacher was like, okay, you know, you have to still get the grades, and you still have to finish up this last 6 months of school. That's very important. You know, you've already came all this way.
Yeah.
So, but it kept me determined because you have to keep your grades up, or else they pulled the permit away from you, and you can't do anything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
No, but having the right instructions and the right teacher to kind of lead the way, and like, okay, I know that's the path you want to go on, but make sure you set, you know, set it up the right way. If not, you know, you it's all starts from the very beginning and where you get going. And like you said, having the mindset or knowing that you can go and do something, it starts with you internally. You know, you have to have it inside of you to say, you know what, I'm passionate about this, or I think I want to go after this. And you don't have to have all the answers.
Yeah.
I often run into sales professionals or individuals, and they think they have to have all the answers and the blueprint laid out. I'm like, you know what, if you just have the idea, you can get the information and gain the knowledge as you go. When I started off in the business, I didn't have all the answers. I didn't know all the information, but I knew I had a product, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took off with it, and I learned as I, you know, my path just kind of went on. I just picked up information and gems and knowledge along the way. But I think it's having that mindset of knowing, you know what, I can pick up the information while I'm in the process of getting to where I want to go.
Exactly. Would you agree that people of your age group too, sometimes they just have all the answers?
Yes.
Or the suppression of, oh, I can't?
I would say it's two-sided. Some people my age, I'm 23 years old, they're like, either they have all the answers and they don't want to be told absolutely anything on what to do. And I'm just like, I'm always trying to absorb knowledge. So, or it's the idea that they can't do it and they can't complete it. And I always push into, you can do it, get the information, get the knowledge, and go and make it happen for you. I recently had an event in actually Visalia, California, a motivational, inspiring event. Had around almost 100 guests, 80 to 100 guests, and it was all built around sales and motivation. And it was just really to share one message with people that if you have an idea in something, and maybe you want to get started in the business or get started in car sales or whatever that course may look like for you, once you understand that you already have the answers inside and it's just up to you and you just kind of open that door, I mean, it kind of starts to fall into place. But it's that little shift in your mindset where you tell yourself, you know what, I can do it. I may not have all the right answers, but if I just kind of, if I keep going and I push into it, you know, what's the worst that could happen? I think when you kind of shift your mindset and that perspective in business, doors start to open up for you.
And the doors open. And I think the thing a lot of times too is you have to apply yourself.
Yes.
You have to get out there. If you find something you love or you think you're going to love it, you got to get out there and get involved with it.
Yes.
Isaiah, we got another segment to go and a lot more to talk to you about. Yes. I think we found a future 40 under 40. Go to 40u40.com and make sure you put in a nomination today. We'll be right back with more business leaders here at KMPH Fox 26. Don't go away. Welcome back to Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardoza. We want to thank Flooring Liquidators for making this episode possible and more. Isaiah Wilburn with Merced Auto Resources. Yes. Thank you for being on my program, thank Business you. Leaders. 23 years old, and you're on fire.
Thank you.
You're excited. You were talking about before the break, you had a big event.
Yes.
And motivational and, yes. and getting people to get a fire
yes.
Lit in the belly, you know, and excited. What was that like, that experience?
It was honestly phenomenal. I've been to sales seminars and motivational events, and roughly a year ago, it was happened on July 16th, roughly a year ago, I said, you know what, I'm gonna have my own event. So I booked a venue and I just started working away at it. And it was honestly an amazing turnout. I wanted to just share one message. It was anything can happen when you keep going. So no matter what setback you run into or situation, just having that mindset that anything can happen if you keep going, and it's usually for the best.
Yeah.
And it was an awesome experience. Of course, that day of, I was kind of running around all crazy. I had five yeah. speakers come and speak about different topics in sales and motivation and mindset. But throughout the event, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope everyone is liking it. And yeah. you know, that was kind of like, oh, yeah. But at the end, I got a tremendous amount of feedback and messages and just people telling me, you know what, that really inspired me to get up and keep going or go attack those dreams and the goals. And I told myself if just one person's life was changed that evening, then it'd be all worth it. But I mean, I had tremendous amount of feedback, so I couldn't be happier, honestly.
Awesome. Isaiah, did you have an experience like that you created for others when you were young that was a moment of maybe a light bulb,
you know,
that said, I'm going to be the entrepreneur?
It was, I would say, multiple things led up in my life. When I first said I wanted to go into business, I didn't take the traditional route. I kind of wanted to go off my own way. And one thing after another led up. I got into the car business, and then I kind of started getting into, just like I said earlier, learning information, dumping into books and podcasts yeah. and going to sell seminars. And all those things led into where I'm at today, because it just opened up my mind and shifted my mindset to anything's possible
yeah.
if I apply myself and actually put in the work. And just, I've just taken off with that idea. And honestly, this guy, I think of an idea and I want to just execute on it. So
yeah.
I used to think just a little bit small and safe. And now when I have an idea, I'm just like, you know what? I want that idea and I want to multiply it by times 10. That yeah. way, if I fall short a little bit, I still, you know, conquered the goal and it was great. But it was really just getting new information and putting myself around people who had a growth mindset, or maybe another business leader, or kind of listening to conversations where people were talking about growing in their life. And I just took off with that, and it was just kind of sparked in me, like, okay, well, I get one life and it's what I make it. And when I kind of understood that, you know, where every day you have to just go out and attack life with full meaning, I just, every single day now, I just want to learn more and do more and interact with more people and help more people. So
the experience you talk about in Merced Auto Resources, and I know somebody's watching right now, and they're watching this young man right now, they're like, I need a car. And this is the guy that I want to talk to, because he's going to go to work for
yes.
me. And he's going to listen to me.
Yes.
And he's got a great team of people. What do you say to them first? What do they do first? What's exciting and what's new going on at Merced Auto Resources?
We've really focused on shifting the experience like no other. We could talk about, I mean, the mass amount, over 300 cars, and we could talk about the free lifetime powertrain warranty, protect the investment, and our CarX Social, to, you know, they can have a maintenance app on their phone. So we're really transparent with the transaction of our customers. So one, we offer a free lifetime powertrain warranty on a majority of our vehicles, because we know consumers have the idea, hey, I'm purchasing a used vehicle, you know, what's okay. that what if factor. And now we also have a mobile app for our customers on their phone where it plugs into their scanner, so it actually shows them the health and maintenance of their vehicle. So we're shifting to a completely transparent sales structure.
Yeah.
So when they come in, the experience is a little bit different. It's really one, discovering what the needs are of the client. What is it that you're looking for? Maybe it's your first time buying a vehicle. We want the experience for that customer to be exciting. Maybe it's your 10th yeah. purchase. Maybe it's just a referral and you brought somebody.
Yeah.
It's really having a high energy, really digging into the customer's needs and really finding out what it is and not skipping any steps in the process and actually slowing down. We're not trying to make this a 30 or 40 minute transaction. It's really, I would just say, a deep dive. We do specialize in financing, so we have a wide spectrum of financing, from first-time buyers all the way to luxury units. So we really yeah. do hone in on customers. Hey, if you're looking for that low APR, it's your first time, or you're trying to get reestablished and you've gone through something, we're the dealership that wants to know the story and what kind of happened or what you're looking to accomplish, and mm-hmm. we'll kind of plug our team into that story for you. Our finance team will go to work for you, and our sales team will kind of dig a little bit deeper for you. But I would say it's an all-around customer experience. We want them from when they come in to when they leave the vehicle, when they leave with the vehicle, to when they wake up the next morning, that car's in their driveway, they're like, wow, you know what, that was kind of the pressure and the weight is off my shoulders. I bought a vehicle that I'm happy with, I'm content with, and I don't have any negative, you know, experience with the transaction. So really focusing on just the five-star excellent experience where the customer is just really, you know, just amazed with purchasing a used vehicle, and they have a new mindset on, oh, you know what, I bought a used vehicle. And maybe it's not that conversation at the dinner table where it's like, ah, I bought a used car. You know, it's like, hey, I bought a used car, and I seen Isaiah and his team at Auto Resources, and I gotta say, I was pretty impressed with them, and I would honestly go back and refer my friends. That's what I want, you know, our customers to be saying when they purchase a vehicle.
Beautiful. Isaiah, it's still hard to believe. You're 23 years old. You're the general sales manager at Merced Auto Resources, and you are on fire, my friend, and you're doing some great things. Again, how does somebody get a hold of you if they want to be able to purchase a car?
So the easiest way is go to www.autoresources.com. You can just Google Auto Resources. Give us a call, 209-383-4990. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're kind of all over the place. Just jump online and type us into Google or type us into whatever search engine, and we're going to pop up, and then just click contact, and our team will get in contact with you right away. And if you want to speak with me and set somebody up with my team, I'd be happy to lead you in the right direction.
And I know somebody's watching the program here, Business Leaders, and says, I want to learn from this guy. I want to get in there, and I want to be able to become a sales consultant. They can contact you about that as well.
Yes, so we actually have an application on the website, or you can go to my personal website, isaiahwilburn.com, and there's a contact me tab if you want to learn more about business or maybe jumping into sales or kind of learning more about the industry and taking that direction. You can always reach out to me as well.
Isaiah, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
And that's all the time we have. We'll see you next week, where you can listen to Business Leaders also on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and other podcast platforms. So make sure you join us there. We'll talk to you next week, Tuesday morning.